Continuing on in the issues of carrying, Yotze Isha, the Mishnah says in Mishnah, hey, Bechute Seyar, a woman is allowed to walk out, even into Rishus HaRabim, with Chute Seyar, with strands of hair. These are detached hairs, whether they're her own hair, Bein Mishalah, Bein Mishal Chaverta, Bein Mishal Behema, whether it's hers, her friends, or maybe from the mane of an animal like a horse. Why? Because since she's not commonly going to remove them, and because they're different than the curls that we talked about in the first Mishnah, because these are actually not creating a chatzitza, because they themselves are hair, although it's a discussion in the context of chatzitza for immersion purposes, which hair in what kind of situation is a chatzitza, but in this case we're assuming that it's not. Uva totefes, and a woman is allowed to go out with this totefes, this adornment that goes on her forehead, uvesimbutin, and mesimbutin bismanchein tefurin. As we alluded to earlier, if they're tied up, then we're not worried she's going to take them off. B'chavul u'bepeyanachris l'chatzer. She's allowed to go out into the chatzer. The chachamim didn't restrict her to go into a chatzer with a kavul, which is a special hat that we mentioned that goes under the totefes, or a peyanachris, which is what we call today a shetel. Looks like she has hair on her head, even though it's not her own. B'moch sheba'ozna, if she has, let's say, a cotton ball, moch is rags, worn out and rolled up rags, or moch shebisandla, or this cotton ball, today we would call it a cotton ball in her shoe, that her shoe shouldn't bother her, uba moch shehiskina lenidasa, or we would call it today a tampon, shebisandla, uba moch shebisandla, uba moch shehiskina lenidasa, bepilpel, with a peppercorn that she puts in her mouth for her breath, uba gargir melach, and a kernel of salt, uba choldover shetidin lasochpia, uba vach lotidin lachatchila b'shabbos. As long as she put these elements in her mouth before Shabbos, that's okay. Many before Shem explained, because to put them in her mouth on Shabbos, if it's something that she needs for health reasons, that would be an iser refuah on Shabbos. We have a restriction against taking Advil or other kind of medicinal interventions, unless a person is a cholish embol sakana, just if they have a little bit of a headache, if it's a huge headache, they have to lie down, then you can't take medication, but it's not a headache that you have to lie down for, then you shouldn't take medication on Shabbos. Vim nafel, if it fell out on Shabbos, lo sachzir, you should not return it. You couldn't put it back in. Shein toseves, which according to most means a fake tooth, an extra tooth, v'shein shel zav, and separately a gold tooth, Rebbe Matir. Rebbe says it's permitted to take it out, and the Chachamim say it's aser because it's different, either because people are going to make fun of it and the person's going to take it out and carry it home, or if it's a gold tooth, maybe they'll show it off. I guess if they have excellent dental care, maybe they want to show other people what they have. Now, this is all talking about things which are easily removed, not talking about dental work that we have done today. Mishnah Vav, Yotza, we're talking about it, continuing about a woman, Besela Sha'al Hatzinis. She can go out even to Rishus HaRabim with a Sela, a coin, which was placed on top of some kind of wound on her foot, because that, it's like a Band-Aid, so that is part of her clothing, her things that she needs. It's not a Masoi. Habonos Yotzos Bechutin, young girls can go out with Chutin V'afilu B'kismin Shebozneim, and even with a kisem, which means a toothpick, because they would put, let's say a little girl is going to get her ear pierced, so it shouldn't close up, they put a little thread or a toothpick inside of it, so we're not worried she's going to take it out, otherwise her ear hole might close up, so therefore they're allowed to carry it out even on Shabbos. Arvios, woman from Arabia, Yotzos Reulos, they can walk out with this special head wrap. Umadios, Jewish women from Madai, so they can go out perufos. They had a special prufa, a special wrap. V'chol adam, and everybody else, everybody's allowed to go out with their regular, whatever kind of head wrap that they wear, or clothing wrap. El shedibru chachamim behoveh. But that's what was common in those days. So that's what the chachamim spoke about. But any way that you dress in that normal manner, that's not to be considered a burden. It's not a masri. Rather, it's a malbush. It's the way that you dress. So the Chachamim are making us sensitive here to the way that we put ourselves together, our comportment. Dress in general in Yiddishkeit has a great significance because on the one hand, it's lechavod ulesufaris. We talk about for a kohen. It's lechavod because it covers us to provide personal dignity. And that's why we get dressed on the one hand to cover ourselves. On the other hand, let's sufaris. It gives us a sense of pride. And it gives us a sense of identity when we look at others. So it's constantly a balance. And this concept of wearing a malbush is permitted on Shabbos, even out in Rishus HaRabim.